The Gulag Archipelago, Volume 2, by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Subtitled, The Destructive Labor Camps. The author makes the following note to preface Chapter 1. There is no limit to what should be included in this part. To attain and encompass its savage meaning, one would have to drag out many lives in the camps, the very same in which one cannot survive for even one term, without some special advantage, because they were invented for destruction. And from this it follows that all those who drank of this most deeply, who explored it most fully, are already in their graves and cannot tell us. No one now can ever tell us the most important thing about these camps. And the whole scope of this story and of this truth is beyond the capabilities of one lonely pen. All I had was a peephole into the archipelago, not the view from a tower. But fortunately several other books have emerged, and more will emerge. In the Kolyma stories of Shalamov, the reader will perhaps feel more truly and surely the pitilessness of the spirit of the archipelago and the limits of human despair. To taste the sea, all one needs is one gulp.
Part 3.
The Destructive Labor Camps. Chapter 1. The Fingers of Aurora. Rosy-fingered Haos, so often mentioned in Homer and called Aurora by the Romans, caressed, too, with those fingers, the first early morning of the archipelago.